For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. This is what has become our designated hour, where we cover something specific about your home, castle, or cabin. And each month we have a different theme we now bring, and we cover it from all different angles. It allows us to dive in deep and cover a topic in depth. A lot of times 1 hour on one Saturday isn't enough. And it's been a great way for us to really cover a topic in depth. We just got wrapped up with plumbing. We have a lot of great guests in during the month of February, talking all about all the different plumbing systems. We move into March, and we're talking about universal design. What is universal design? It's not just aging in place. It's not just living with pets. It's not just designing a home to be function in all seasons of our life, with kids, with elderly. But it's also designing smart, sustainable, small energy consumption.
With the last 8 to 10 years, with the complete upheaval and transformation that our health care insurance coverages and the political debate of who is or who isn't going to provide us with our health care. The number one request we get at Rosie Wright Remodeling is, Rosie, can you come out and look at my property and tell me what's the best way I can bring mom or dad or some family member home to my property? And that takes a full assessment. We've done everything from custom casitas in the backyard that are built to match the material of the existing house. We've gone out to the modular home industry and actually had modular homes dropped into backyards. And then we come in and landscape them and put the wainscoting on that you were talking about to make it look like a permanent structure. The cost savings for that over and above a custom unit makes it well worth looking at. And then how many of us live in a three-bedroom, two-bath house? And a lot of people just take the two bedrooms that aren't the master bedroom and combine it into one big suite. You know, it's just some of the options. Jennifer's gone to actually become certified in universal design features.
Yeah, you know, it's just a lot to think about, isn't there?
Well, I never knew how much there was to think about it until I was incapacitated.
This is a true story.
Man,
there's a lot to think about to bring somebody home, and a lot of responsibility too, you know,
just wow,
worrying about somebody falling or, you know, getting up in the middle of the night and tripping over something or being home alone if you got to go somewhere. So there's a lot involved, a lot of things to consider. You know, if someone's going to live on their own, you have to think about things like, you know, making sure everything's safe. So you're talking about fire alarms and CO2 alarms and, you know, what's going to happen when somebody knocks at the front door? Are they going to know not to open? You know, sometimes the elderly will be a little too trusting and maybe open the door. And how are you going to make sure that they don't do something like that? Or if they get forgetful, if they've forgotten to take their meds and they really needed them.
Oh, and then, yeah, you have to treat it with dignity. Like the other day, Romy, with the injury to my shoulder, it's really hard to get dressed by myself, and I fell in the closet and I had my pants over my head and my shirts on my legs.
I missed it.
And Jennifer walked in and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm getting dressed."
Is there a costume party today I didn't know about?
It is just a dance, you know, and with your voice off, you sound a little older right this minute. So you know, people will treat you differently. it's really important to know. I love that Donna Taylor of Lifestream always says, uses the phrase dignity of risk. And that just means you let somebody, you know, do all that they can do and not to treat them like a child. You know, you're talking about really smart people who happen not to be able to hear or speak well or see as well, but they're just as smart, you know, and we treat them like they're not in there. So we just need to be really careful to honor what they want, and yet you want them to be safe. And unfortunately, sometimes that takes an incident for them to realize. You know, we have a family member.
Sometimes more
fell.
Than one.
Yes, this is true.
Incident.
You know, and you just think about your independence and all you have to give up, and you've been used to doing your own thing, and now you've got people waiting on you, and it's not a fun, it's really not a fun situation in life. So this whole study of what to do with your family is really important. Lots to think about. You know, what can I do to help them to live on their own the best? Well, if they're going to stay in their own home, they have, each community has a police program. They'll put a lockbox on your door, so if somebody calls them and says, hey, Mom's not answering the door, they can come and open the door without banging down doors or...
That's a neighborhood movement. What's that called? You're not alone?
I don't know. I think something similar, yeah.
You're not alone.
And they'll call you as often as you want. If you want them to call you once, like if you don't have family in town, they could call you once a week, once a day, and they'll even come by once a week and visit with you. You know, there's those kind of programs. And then there's also... You could have, Skype once a day or whatever. There's lots of ways to keep in touch nowadays where it makes it a little easier. The problem with this generation of elderly is a lot of them still don't know how to use technology. So I think as the millennials age out, it'll be a little easier because they'll still be able to be connected.
Yeah. And I think the exercise that class puts you through was, and then Jennifer put me through it, they put glasses on you that impede your vision. And then they tape your fingers together to simulate stiff joints or arthritis. And then they tell you, make a grilled cheese ham sandwich.
And that includes opening jars.
And at the end of an hour and a half of trying to make this sandwich, you finally just get up, grab a couple of Oreos, and just drink a glass of milk.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of things you can do to make people more comfortable. Also, in the medicine bottles, they make them nowadays, so nobody can open them. So what do you do for your elderly? You have to maybe get a different kind of system to keep them in. So there's lots of things you can do to keep someone home if they are able.
Well, and we know several new widows over the past 14 months. And a truly sad commentary on the human race is how these predators find those widows and prey on them. It absolutely just pushes me over the edge.
It's amazing how many of those elderly people will give away their social security number just for a phone call. And they're very trusting people, most of them. And somebody will call and say, oh, you owe money to the IRS in the check today, and they'll, you know, they think that they owe money somewhere. They fall for it. So it's really important to keep track of your people and just have them weigh in with you. Always ask you before they do anything with their money. But the other thing you can do if you need to move them home, there's all kinds of different things you can do. You talked about bringing them into your home. You know, changing the bedroom setup. You can add a room.
Let me add one point to that.
Mm-hmm.
The couple times we've taken an 1,800 or 2,000 square foot home, and it's a three bedroom. All three bedrooms are located down the same hall. The master bedroom is down at the end of the hall on the left, but you have to pass a hall bathroom and two bedrooms on the right before you get there. And we take the two bedrooms and convert it to a master suite, but it still doesn't have a bathroom in it. So we've seen where the hall bath across the hall ends up being the bathroom, and we've brought bathrooms into that space. I can tell you that you need to be very close to the person you're bringing home in that kind of living arrangement, because it is close.
Oh, you mean you need to be emotionally close?
Yes.
In order to be live
yes.
Physically close.
That's close. What seems to work more often is the separate master suite, where they've got their own entertainment area, own area to bring guests in and have a cup of coffee, watch TV, their own bedroom, their own bathroom. That seems to promote healthier family relationships in the customers we've had over the last 10 years. So it's definitely cost less to convert those two hall bedrooms into one master suite. But just make sure you're really close.
Well, we got all kinds of things we can still cover. Cost, you're going to fill us in on what it costs to do things like that. And then what it would cost to do a separate wing, separate master suite. Then we can talk about pricing of casitas. And then we can talk about granny pods.
Well, and when you start looking, one of my closest friends just had to move his parents from a group facility to a semi-private home. I mean, it's pretty easy to get into a nice environment that's $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, $12,000 a month. And when you start looking at that, you say, well, I can come retro, I can put that money into a fixed asset like my home and probably reap a return on investment out of it sometime in the future. I think most realtors would tell you that mother-in-law suites make a hugely appealing asset to list on your listing agreement. They're very much in demand.
And if done right, you know, it's not something that you would need to live in regularly.
You could shut that whole wing down.
Yeah, if somebody didn't need to live in that area, you could shut it down without having to do a lot of maintenance if we spend the time to build it right the first time. And, you know, we could talk about different ways to do that on design. There's a lot of things that you come into play that we'll talk about through the hour, because we can build something right now that would be a great design, but for 99% of us, building new isn't the practical. We've got to work with the property that we have and do a rebuild. So we'll talk. Continue the conversation here at Rosie on the House. And if you'd like to join, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.